Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 4th, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, we're celebrating Labor Day all across the United States of America today in honor of all of those who are working those 9-to-5 jobs, who are working hard to make ends meet for their family. Just a day of celebration that we have jobs, right? Well, I also want to celebrate those of us who made the decision to be our own boss, right? Because we still have to work. We still have to put energy and effort into everything that we want to be successful in. And so this is a day of celebration for us as well. And, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention those who are in and around the area of Houston, Texas. We want to keep all of those individuals in our prayers. We want to donate at all times. You know, we want to reach out and we want to extend a hand of fellowship and love to all of those who are suffering and struggling right now. So if there's donations going on in your city or at your church, you know, give from the heart. That is just so important. It's all of us pulling in together that is making the sum of the whole, which is helping out Houston. So again, keep Houston in your prayers. And if you have relatives, know that I am certainly praying for your families, for all of those in the Houston, Texas area. Well, on this Labor Day, as promised, Successful Woman Radio is on the air for just 30 minutes today. But I want to go ahead and wrap up things that we've had going on all this month, which is the power of workflow, which is such an important topic that we should be looking at as women in business, as individuals who want to experience success. And we want to experience some success right before the end of this year. And so with that said, I thought today would be a great day to just have a wrap-up of some of the things that we have discussed so far on Successful Woman Radio during the month of August. And, you know, the one thing that I do want to say is that I appreciate all of you who have been sending in your emails, who have been letting me know whether or not there's something that I'm not including during this segment that you want to know about, or just encouraging me and supporting me, letting me know that I'm on point with the power of workflow. And so, again, thank you. So what I want to do right now, I'm going to quickly let you know that our lineup for today is, of course, going to be the 5 questions to spark your abundance. I'm going to have a book excerpt from our book of the month, The Science of Getting Rich, and then we'll move right into wrapping up implementing your daily workflow. So right now, we'll go right into the 5 questions to spark your abundance. So let's just go ahead and move on with question number 1. Who would I like my customer or client to be this week? And, of course, keep in mind that these questions you should be asking of yourself as often as you need to help you, you know, brainstorm within yourself, you know, get those creative juices flowing to help you have your aha moments. Now, when it comes to customers and clients, you need to understand that we should not just put our marketing material and info out there and just sit back and wait. We need to be very proactive and also looking at exactly who we would like our customer or client to be. Maybe it's someone that has given us a referral and we need to reach out to that individual. Maybe it's someone that we met at a networking event. Maybe we did some extensive research on the internet and identify actual individuals who would make good customers or clients for us. We need to be also fervently reaching out to those individuals. But listen, here's something that you need to understand. And I've mentioned this before as we've talked about the power of workflow, but you need to be understanding and having clarity on the benefits of your products and your services. I know that you created them or that you started your business and already have studied what the benefits are, but don't your customers or prospective customers, do they really know and do they really understand? See, this is something that you need to get a grip on, and that is, just because you know what your products and services are and perhaps the benefits of your products and services, it doesn't always mean that your customers and your clients will, especially people who are not familiar with who you are, okay? For example, I could tell someone that I am a hairstylist, and you would think that, yes, they catch on to what a hairstylist does, but if I specialize in short hair cuts, if I specialize in short haircuts and color, then just telling them I'm a hairstylist doesn't really do any good, does it? No. They need to know and understand that I am a hairstylist that specializes in cutting and designing short hairstyles and that I also specialize in color. That is so very, very important. It's the drill down that is necessary and that you need to understand because that is what your customer needs to understand. But what about the benefits? What about a hairstylist that specializes in shortcuts and color? Fine, that's what I specialize in, and I need to get that across, but what are the benefits to the other individual? How is that going to make them feel? What is that going to make them look like, okay? What will happen after they leave my salon? So you need to figure out ways to draw out the benefits of what you do so that it actually attracts individuals to what you have. Okay, here's the question number two. What can I do to generate cash this week? Of course, this is going to require you to take some time out and to actually look at what products or services that you have that you could get up quick and going that are going to generate you some cash. Also, maybe you've got to create something that's going to generate you some cash. So you need to be thinking about these things. Here's number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Again, what can I do to be a better leader this week? You know, one of the things that's so important about leadership, and I think that all of us would agree, and that is we can't lead where we won't go, right? It's difficult to be the leader of your company and to teach others about leadership or to expect others to follow us if we are not willing to be good leaders. And what's going to be required of us to be a good leader, number one, is that we have to have a bird's eye view of our business, and we have to know what it is that should be happening in our business at all times. And that's going to require you to get yourself out of that labor role and into the manager and the entrepreneur visionary role. It's going to require you, right? It's going to require you to know the numbers and to know how much money your company should be generating every single week. It's going to require you to know what your goals should be for the week. It's going to require all of that of you. But most importantly, it's going to require you to have clarity on who and what you should be as the CEO of your company, and you won't know that sometimes until you actually create a position description for your company, for you as the CEO. And that will help you to have those aha moments because sometimes you forget the things that you should be checking on. But just keep in mind, as a leader of your business, you should have a bird's eye view. That means you should be able to look over, right, to oversee what is going on in your business. That's also going to require you to have masterful delegation skills as well. Here's number four. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with? Say what? You don't have any prospects or you don't have any possible collaborations? Well, then back to the drawing board you need to go with your marketing plan, right? Back to the drawing board you need to go with being the ambassador for your business, okay? Because prospects come as a result of you marketing, whether you are marketing on a verbal basis or whether you are marketing nonverbal, where you have automated your marketing process and you are attracting people to the benefits of what you have to offer. Collaborations, on the other hand, come from normally people that you have just met or already have met, which you have identified as individuals who have products and services that are compatible with yours, or they have a talent or a skill that you can bring into your company and collaborate with them on, right? Oftentimes when you go to networking events, when you meet individuals on a live individual one-on-one basis, usually you're going to run into individuals that you can collaborate with individuals that both of you can put your heads together and do something that's going to make the process more efficient and bring in money for both of you. Here's number five. What are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Well, I'm not necessarily saying that you should come up with new ways to market and promote your business. What I am saying, though, is that you should be able to look at the multiple ways that you have listed on your marketing plan to market your business, and you should make sure that you have effectively implemented those marketing strategies. And if those marketing strategies aren't working, then back to the drawing board, you need to go with creating new marketing strategies that will get results for you. Oftentimes, I want you to keep in mind is that if you have honestly put a marketing strategy in work for yourself, you are consistently practicing it, you've automated the workflow process for that marketing piece, and you are not getting the results, it means that you really do have to go back and work over it again. Okay, you've got to go back and look at what should you be doing, because that particular marketing is not working. And sometimes it has a lot to do with not being clear on your target audience, who your prospective customer really should be. So I want you to think about those things. Ladies, there you have it. You have the power to create your streams of abundance. And it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action, right? Every single day, doing something not as the laborer in your business, but doing something as the CEO in your company to help your business get to the next level. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and I want to thank you for sharing part of your holiday with me and listening to the show this morning. It is still not too late to grab on another line and share the show with at least one other businesswoman that really needs motivation. They need to be in a positive environment where they can get some tools and resources that they can put to use in their business right away. And again, I want to thank all of you who have hung in there and tuned in every Monday this month as we have covered the power of workflow. For those of you that have not been able to listen to all of the episodes each Monday, I want to encourage you to go to successfulwomanradio.com. Again, that's successfulwomanradio.com. I want to encourage you to go there, and over in the right-hand column, you will be able to see all of our broadcasts, and you'll be able to click on each one of them and listen. And we have some great episodes all contributing towards the power of workflow. So I know that you will truly, truly enjoy them. It is 12:18 after the hour, and of course, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Listen, I want to remind you that if you have not already had a Power Talk for the year, I want to remind you to get a Power Talk, okay? And what is that, you might be asking? Well, a Power Talk is a 30 to 45 minute coaching session where we identify your challenges. We can brainstorm on new business ideas, better ways to market. We can look at maybe why you're not making money in a certain area of your business. And perhaps you just need support and encouragement. Maybe you're just feeling like this business thing isn't cut out for you, but you need to understand and know all about entrepreneurism and your responsibility as the leader. So give me a call, and you can do that by scheduling a Power Talk. All you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, click on coaching. And once you click on coaching, simply go to the right-hand column and click on schedule Power Talk. Again, simply go to the right-hand column and click on schedule Power Talk. That's all you need to do. And from there, you will be on your way to talking with me one-on-one. As a matter of fact, I have a few openings this week, so make sure you do that. If you have not already had a free power talk, if you have, well, then maybe it's time for you to start thinking about coaching, right? Maybe it's time for you to start looking at moving things along a little bit faster for your business. Maybe you need some accountability. Maybe you need some structure, some organization. Maybe you need someone to help you figure out your business strategy and put your goals into action. Well, that's what I'm here for as your coach. So if you're interested in coaching with me, just go ahead and schedule a power talk and make sure you put in the power talk section comments that you would like to discuss coaching, okay? And then I'll know what that will be all about, okay? I'm so excited today that we're going to be talking about workflow. Workflow is one of those things that a lot of business women, they don't grab on to workflow because we're so used to multitasking. But when you multitask, oftentimes it puts you out of sort. It makes you confused about how your workflow should really go. We're so used to multitasking and just doing things stacked one on top of another without really checking to see if it's something that we need to be doing or we need to be working on. We're just moving from one thing to the other without really taking a look at what our goals are, what is it that we're trying to do. And a lot of that comes from, believe it or not, mothering or having mother instincts. Because as a mom, we have to play multiple roles. You know, we might be a wife, we may be a mom, we might be working a 9-to-5, and we may be running a business and even participating in a lot of different activities. And so as a result, we may be stacking activities and doing so many things and moving and going that we don't realize that we're not really giving the proper attention to our business. But workflow in your business is something different than multitasking, okay? Because to multitask means do more than one thing at the same time or right around the same time. But we don't want to get in the habit of doing that because multitasking in that way can really cause a huge level of dysfunction as the CEO of your company. So what you want to do is you want to get in the habit of creating a workflow. And if at all possible, you want to automate as much of the workflow as you possibly can for your business. And that's what the power of workflow has been about all this month here on Successful Woman Radio. We have been talking about all this month the importance of workflow and why, if you want to see success in your business, why it's so important that you not only create a workflow process, but it's also important for you to understand your role as the CEO of your company. And so what I want to do is I'm going to take us a little bit from the very beginning of the power of workflow and just share with you some of the points that we talked about. I am having a little bit of hiccups with my computer. It's doing some things that I don't want it to do. So I'm trying to pull the very first Successful Woman Radio show notes up. And so while I'm doing that and looking for that, I want to remind you some things that's necessary. You know, I'm always saying that every Sunday evening it's so important for you to look at the activities and to know what your goals are for that Friday. And, you know, I had someone to tell me recently that they listen to me say that all of the time over a period of years, but they actually never put it into effect for themselves. And she was going on to say, but when I put it into effect for myself, I had so many aha moments. I saw so many reasons why I had not been getting the results that I wanted, and that was because I had everything else going on in my business except the very thing I should have been having. And so I was able to correct that just from one Sunday evening looking at my calendar and clarify my goals. And so I really like those kinds of testimonials and people sharing how that has helped them. And so I want to encourage you and ask you, when was the last time you honestly stayed on course with your business goals and looked at your calendar on a Sunday evening and said, okay, is everything in my activity calendar, is everything on course for me? Because that's so very, very important. Everything should be on course. All of your activities should be lining up to support whatever it is that you were trying to accomplish by that Friday. And if they are not, then you've got some choices you've got to make. You've either got to eliminate those things that are not working for you to help you reach your goals on Friday, or you've got to reschedule them, but also determine what goals are they helping you with. Very, very important. And, you know, again, being understanding of all of us who are moms, I know that there are a lot of activities that you have to schedule in your calendar for your children, doctor's appointments, school activities. That is understandable. But the type of activities I'm talking about is activities that you have scheduled in your calendar and you know that they are really not pertaining to anything business that you should be doing. You should be more focused on the business. But as a result, you're not seeing any of your goals accomplished. Those kinds of activities you need to be eliminating right away or rescheduling them. And as I said before, you even need to be asking yourself, what goals are these activities even, you know, supporting? What are they supporting? Very, very important. So a packed calendar does not necessarily represent that your goals are going to be accomplished, and it doesn't represent that you are adequately busy enough for the business to start seeing results. But what it does represent is that there's a lot of busyness going on, and whether that busyness is productivity business or not, that's what you've got to determine. So I've got my notes up from our very first Monday in regards to the power of workflow. And what I want to do, we talked about the five ways to get started with implementation. That was the first part of workflow. And, of course, I gave you five ways to do that. And I just want to go over a couple of those ways. One was to be clear on your business goals, which is so very important. And the second one was to create an implementation system. Remember, I always let you know that creating systems is the best way to accomplish anything, to get anything done. And so it is with your workflow. You have to know from the time someone contacts you or you come in contact with someone, what is supposed to happen from that point all the way to the close of sale, okay? Because there's a lot sometimes that goes on in between there, okay? You want to be efficient with it. Do you give them a call first if you've met them in person, or do you send them an email? Do you give them a sample of your product, or do you give them a sample of your services? What is it that you need to do? Have you identified or qualified them as a true warm prospect? Do they need the service? And if so, how soon are they looking to get the service? So you need to know all of these things about your prospect. And so from the time you talk with them again to the close of sale, what happens all in between there? And there's a lot going on, from e-newsletters to special offers in the email to an email with the link for them to sign up for your service or product. So you need to figure all of that out. And listen, no one but you can do it. But here's what you need to understand. Just sit down with a blank sheet of paper, and all you need to do is just bullet point. Just make a little point on your paper and do it in an outline fashion. You say, okay, if I meet an individual in person, here's what needs to happen to the point of close. If someone signs up for my e-newsletter or signs up for a service or anything to get more information, here's what needs to happen. This is the funnel or the workflow system that will occur as a result of these coming in contact with my business or me personally, right? And in that workflow system needs to be a follow-up system, okay? a follow-up and a follow-through system. You know, I'm always sharing with my clients who are actual coaching clients of mine that follow-up is not enough. You've got to follow up and follow through. That means that you do not stop following up until you get the desired result or until you know for sure that they're not interested in what you have. But here's the thing. I've already said that for every person that becomes your prospect, you need to qualify them as a prospect. Very, very important. So I want you to remember that. You've got to qualify individuals as prospects. Once you've qualified them, yes, they're interested. They told me they're looking to purchase this product or retain this service for me on such and such date. Then I can move forward with knowing what should happen in between. So a lot of the times, I think that you may not be getting results in your business simply because you don't know whether or not that person is an actual good prospect for your company. And, of course, that is never a good way to start out. So I want to encourage you on how to be clear about somebody being your prospect. The first thing is you got to be clear on whether or not this person is good for your target customer. So if you haven't built in that profile, you know whether they're male or female or both, you know their age group, you know what this person is probably looking for, right? When you've built that profile, then when you're talking to individuals or you're describing your service so that individuals can be attracted to it, these are the types of people that are going to want it, the people who you've narrowed down as your target audience. So when you've qualified them as a prospect, you're going to be needing to follow up with them because they want what you have. And it's your responsibility to work out a workflow system so that you will be able to follow up with it all the way through the close of sale. And that's what the goals or the results are that you are looking for. And I hope I've narrowed that down and helped you to be clearer on that, okay? So that's what we talked about on that first Monday, which was, I believe, August the 7th. And then, of course, we went on from there to the second Monday, which was August 14th, and that was a great Monday. I had a lot of email feedback on that. And we continued on with the power of workflow, and we talked a lot about ways to get started with implementation. So we talked about implementation, the first one, but then we talked about ways to get started with it, and we went through a lot of information on that. And then we went forward with the 21st and had a great power flow discussion. A lot of individuals asked questions about how did they begin to prepare a workflow, what did they need to do in order to figure it out. And the biggest thing that I realized about a workflow system is that a lot of people are confused about workflows. Isn't that interesting? But they are. A lot of people are confused about workflows. And probably one of the biggest reasons why they are is because a workflow system does require you to sit down and figure out from beginning to the point of close what needs to happen all in between, right? I can't talk about that enough. So we talked about prioritizing your daily workflow, and I think that helped a lot of people in their minds to get straight because I had so many emails from it. So one of the things that I shared was that as the CEO of your company, it's important that you prevent yourself from going right into the labor or management role, right? Instead, you must put your CEO hat on, and I explained that you have to review the following. Review your goals to be accomplished. Know how many new customers or clients you have to have in order to generate revenue. And then I talked about how you needed to prioritize the tasks to support your goals. I discussed that, and a lot of people emailed me on that particular one, and I get a lot of questions all the time about task supporting goals and how do I properly identify the task. And again, I encourage you to schedule that power talk with me if you want to do that, because it's kind of difficult to explain it all in 1 hour on the show, but sometimes one-on-one I can go right to what it is that you need and helping you to understand how to task out your to-do items, right? Very, very important. And I also talk about the fact that if you need to delegate a task, it's so important to lay out clear instructions, though, how the task is to be done, the deadlines of the task, and how to schedule that follow-up call to follow up with the individual that you delegated to. So, again, that Monday was all about literally, you know, making sure that you knew exactly how to start implementing things as the CEO of your company, that you understood how to prioritize your daily workflow. And, of course, we have been going over various aspects of the workflow, and I couldn't cover them all during this month, but it was my goal to get you to have some aha moments to see that nothing is going to happen until you put things into action for yourself. So very, very important. I want to end the show today, as we've talked about the power of workflow, I want to end the show today with just reading a quick excerpt from The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. He says, remember that successful action is cumulative in its results. When a man begins to move towards a larger life, more things attract themselves to him, and the influence of his desire is multiplied. This is because the desire for life is inherent in all things. Do every day all that you can do that day, and do each act in an efficient manner. He says, in saying that, you must hold your vision while you are doing each act, however trivial or commonplace. He says, I don't mean to say that it's necessary at all times to see the vision distinctly to its smallest details. He says, but during your leisure hours, you should focus your imagination to the details of your vision in order to fix it firmly in your memory. In other words, he's saying you need to have your mind, when at all possible, on your vision and what it is that you want out of your life, out of your vision, and so that's out of your business. And so that's what I want to encourage you as we wrap up the power of workflow. You need to understand that there are a successful business, and the only way for you to do it adequately is by developing a strong structured workflow system for how things are supposed to be moving in your business. That is how you as the CEO can have a bird's eye view of everything and know when to tweak, know when to correct issues and problems coming up. But if you're the laborer in your business all the time, you're the worker bee, you're the one that's doing everything, you're never going to be able to lift your head up and look over the business. And this is why I say that the most important role in the company is the CEO role. It's you as the business owner. And so you need a workflow system, one that works, okay? Not a workflow system that's going to keep you busy but get you no results. You need a workflow system that works, and this is going to require you to have a bird's eye view over everything that you're doing as you develop your workflow system, and it's going to require you to tweak it. It's going to require you to be able to make changes swiftly and immediately until you get the desired result. Very, very important. It's just like cooking something from a recipe. You might be making a wonderful dish and it doesn't turn out right the first time, so you go back to the recipe and you go, okay, it's something that I didn't follow, some directions that went awry as I was doing this, and I need to make sure that I have the right things in this recipe. I'll never forget, I was fixing a dish and it called for ricotta cheese, and I bought cream cheese, and I don't know how I mixed it up. Anyway, it was never turning out right, and then one day it dawned on me that I didn't get the right type of ingredient. Once I had that, the food turned out perfectly. So, again, it's the same way in business. You might be so hard, but you are not making the money that you need to make. Well, something is not working in your workflow process. Something is not being done, and until you figure out what that something is, you are not going to get the desired result. You're going to keep spinning your wheel. So you've got to get yourself into your CEO role, and you've got to get yourself going with finding out what is going to work best in your business to give you the desired results, okay? You do those things and you're going to have a great workflow and you're going to start seeing your business and your money grow. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed the Power of Workflow this month in August. Starting next Monday, September 11th, we will have a full one-hour show. Stay tuned as I will surprise you with the theme for the rest of the month of September. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And don't forget, you're the CEO. You get to design and create the success of your company. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.